The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Tuesday, already the 12th of September, 2017. And did you hear the news, folks? Did you hear this plastered all over the mainstream media? All the detail that they're so proud of covering, and, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, and if it's a war, we're all over it, and we're in support of it. Oh, maybe you didn't hear. As the Syrian war comes to an end, mainstream media is silent to hide extreme U.S. embarrassment. Well, why would the U.S. be embarrassed? We're the liberators of the world, of the free world. Everybody loves us because we're the protectors. It seems the only people they can't protect is the people in their own country. And after being at war, blowing people up for some 222 years, almost without pause, this comes as, kind of a blow of their list of seven countries they have to eliminate. But not to worry. Mad Dog Mattis has taken charge of the newly rejuvenated Afghan war. And they're admitting to 11,000 plus, in Afghanistan. Well, as I've said before, when it comes to the government and anything, facts or figures or anything else, you can probably safely times it by two or possibly three. And I've heard that there's as many as 35,000 U.S. personnel now back in Afghanistan. You know, it was a very interesting question that was brought up several months ago as to, you know, what is our mission in Afghanistan? Well, the dirt kickers and the people that cast their eyes down at the ground, you know, him-hawing around, couldn't come up with a real answer. Because how in the hell can you fight a war for 15 years and you don't know the objective of that war? Then it's not really a war, is it? It's more like an occupation. So, here we are. Russia moves into Syria to go kill the people that we have armed and trained and supplied with arms and money and whatever the hell these people needed. Agitated to form anti-Assad coalition in Syria. Familiar sounding story? It should be. I mentioned yesterday with Allende, in 1973, they did the same damn thing. And there were tens of thousands of people that lost their lives then. But the CIA, along with our deep state sock puppets in the State Department, and just track and trace that back, the State Department has been, to my knowledge, since the 50s, has been this covert kind of, yeah, we'll help you unseat and blow up and do whatever else. You know, they look at the earth as if it's some kind of grand chessboard and that they're playing some kind of game. And whether it be for world dominance or what I've always believed. It has been the deep state and their operatives working inside of this government to form us into a one-world government. Rachel Blevins, she wrote that when the Syrian war began, the United States claimed to be only concerned about the innocent civilians. Now, as this war comes to an end, the ones who have suffered the most are the innocent civilians. And the victor is the same tyrannical dictator the U.S. has spent years trying to overthrow. By the way, Netanyahu's coming over to the U.S., probably to jump up and down. He has actually launched some attacks in southern Syria. He's done this several times. And the Russians told Israel, hey, do you think your stuff's bulletproof? We'll shoot you right out of the sky. Well, Netanyahu, that little criminal, he and his wife, they're under criminal investigation in Israel, in case the mainstream media hasn't told you that one either. And here he's coming over to this country. And I saw the apologist already being brought on to things like Fox News. You know, these people that there's not a war that they didn't like and didn't support. They would always get the sock puppets operating with inside our government, usually Republicans, to be the mouthpieces or the spokesperson from the Pentagon or some other Fox News contributor, that these are the ones that they actually pay to come up and pretty much lie to the American people and using it as a propaganda tool and a propaganda channel. I remember when Fox News, you know, we had had enough of war. Remember this a couple of years ago, folks? We'd had enough of war. We had enough of Barack Obama. We had had enough of the bank ripoffs in this country. We had just had enough. And the sentiment, the general sentiment of the American people was this. This is bullcrap. Get our people out of the Middle East. Because by this time, not really, kind of semi reported by the mainstream media, just a little tith here and there, that, well, wait a minute, there weren't really weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And little things like this would leak out. People have the internet. People have outlets such as this to listen to find out what's going on. So they started this little practice of, well, they knew the American people wanted us out of Afghanistan. They had heard that Iraq was a mistake and that Saddam Hussein wasn't this, you know, evil, I don't know, dictator. You know, he didn't murder millions of his own people. And actually, the people in Iraq like Saddam Hussein, and people have a general tendency to elect who they liked. And that's what they had. Win, lose, or draw, like him or dislike him, big deal. Never a threat to the United States, ever. The same with Syria. The same with the other countries in the Middle East. But Fox News, sensing this and being the cheerleaders for the sock puppets in Congress and the Senate, well, we support our troops. You support your troops, don't you? Well, I don't know. I've been wrongly accused of murder, and you got me on the gallows, and you slipped the noose around my neck, and you're telling me I've got to love my executioner. Excuse me? I got a what? So you and they would show you the endless stories of people that had had so many tours in Iraq or in the Middle East, that they'd take that great photo op as the husband stepped off the plane and reunited with his wife and his family, and tears were flowing, and isn't this a happy time? And I feel for the servicemen's families, because what are you going to do if your family member is in the Middle East, asked to be doing something that is not in any way, shape, or form just? This would be a major admission by family to go, you know what? My husband or my wife is in the Middle East, and I know this is all bullcrap. And, oh, you get the knock on the door, and they generally send two officers to tell you of a service member's death. So at this point, what do? Your loved one is gone, and they died for nothing? Well, they had to have died for something. Yeah, they were good soldiers. They took orders. They went to where they were sent. And then they died. So in many service members, the survivors of our dead service members, in their head, they had to justify this somehow. And they didn't die in vain. And what do you hear repeated on the news over and over and over and over and over and over again? I don't give a damn if it was the Vietnam era. I don't care if it was Korea. There's hardly anybody left. Anybody left at all, left over from World War I Part II. And this is what they always say. Well, thank you very much for your service. And in my thinking, and I'm ex-service myself, and in my own mind I'm thinking, thank you for your service. Thank you for blindly letting us and not politically controlling these madmen in Washington to be sent hither and yon to kill. And as we've all seen, folks, without justification. Wow, that is a very bitter pill to try to swallow. Somebody had sent me an email that evidently listens to Vince Finelli on this network, and he wasn't happy because I guess Vin went off the other day and he was in a store and they were given military discounts. And Vinny, being one that, wait a minute here. You know, you're giving discounts to this group, to that group. You know, where's my discount? And this guy took exception to this. Now, I know Vince Finelli. I know him personally. I know what kind of character this man has. And that wasn't the intent to show up a service person or belittle that service person. It was just a general question. Well, why the hell are you handing out all these discounts? And he's gone after these chain stores repeatedly on different factors and evidence. And anybody that listens to Vince Finelli knows exactly what I'm talking about. But this person was upset and said, well, I'm not going to listen to this guy anymore. And then mentioned about me that, you're not like that. Well, I try to hold a modicum of respect for people. And basically putting your life in somebody else's hands, it's not an easy thing to do. And a lot of people still in this country equate our military with red, white, and blue and being patriotic and all of this. I'm a very patriotic person, folks. I'm willing to die for my country. I'm not willing, let me put it to you this way. I'm willing to kill and die to keep it. I'm not willing to die and go fight and kill people that have absolutely done nothing to us. As exemplified when I was 18 years old. I joined for an extra year. Tricky Dick still had he's rotating fresh meat into Vietnam, man. And I was a helicopter repairman. And you know what happened with third echelon helicopter mechanics in Vietnam? They put an M60 in your hand, attached a bungee cord to your butt, hung you out on a skid, and you went shooting people. Well, in a full-blown tactical battle, your life expectancy was 30 seconds or less. And if I am to forfeit my life, it's going to be fighting or possibly dying for something that I know is 100% righteous, or at least defendable. So I joined for that extra year, and the Army decided it wanted to break my contract and send me to Vietnam anyhow. Hey, I was willing to go to prison for 2.5 years in one of the country's probably worst prisons. And if we got invaded in this country, ladies and gentlemen, God help the invaders, because I would try to kill every God-blessed one of them I could put a bullet in, and then some. But as I said, it is for self-protection, not because some politician or some corporate group or people fueled by greed and money, ergo the military-industrial complex, or the psychopaths that really don't have any conscience, have any morals, have any ethics whatsoever, and they parade around as if they're patriotic, wearing uniforms and saluting their little butts off. Now we're starting to see a little blowback. Of course, it's been aided by the United Nations and spreading, well, these poor refugees, these poor people that have lost family members. Tell you what, here's an opportunity right now for the world to ship back the Syrians. This war coming to an end, the United States being embarrassed, Russia having its way with protecting Assad and his government. Notice I did not say regime. Guess what? The world can send the Syrians back, because that country is being rapidly cleansed of the anti-Assad forces that the United States had a very great hand in creating, funding, and training to kill Assad. Wow, I am a proud American, aren't you? And folks, having worn a military uniform and understanding the full depth of what it means to put that uniform on and say, yeah, I'm going to follow orders, and yeah, I might, being a GI, a government issue, I might have to forfeit my life. The only true thing that you own for a short time on this little planet, this little infinitesimal dirt ball in a sky in a universe without end, you got a short shot of the creation all around you. And it should be lived in peace. It should be lived in happiness. Yes, and dare I say, love. But I don't give the love deal. I'm not a leftover 60s hippie, peace, love, and dope, and roll another joint here. But something that has been missing in this country, and people agitating to the point that there's no respect anymore for anybody. No matter what they're calling, no matter what uniform they wear, no matter what they do, no matter what they say. There's little or no respect. Not across the board. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying painting this picture 100%. But it has certainly gotten worse and worse over the years. And we've kind of played shellfish. We just climb back in our shells. When we should be extrovert, waving, smiling, and saying hi to our fellow Americans, we've just learned to just try to get by and ignore and put our faces to the ground and trudge on. Wow, what a life.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are some of the things that weigh heavily on my heart, folks. I think sometimes we have a tendency not to let too much in because, well, without a resolution to it, it can be pretty depressing to run that train of thought. So anyhow, going off in that diatribe, WikiLeaks founder, this has to do with Syria, Julian Assange revealed that according to a leaked cable from William Roebuck, the U.S. ambassador for Bahrain, the United States began plotting to overthrow the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, back in 2006, which just happens to coincide the same year Assad's government dropped the U.S. dollar. Now that plan was to use a number of different factors to create paranoia within the Syrian government, to push it to overreact, to make it fear there's a coup, So in theory, it says we have a problem with Islamic extremists crossing over the border with Iraq, and we're taking actions against them to take this information and make the Syrian government look weak. The fact that it is dealing with Islamic extremists at all. That's according to Assange. Now, the U.S. began openly pushing for the overthrow of Assad in 2013, after he was accused of using chemical weapons on his own people, before an investigation could be conducted into whether Assad was in fact responsible for the crimes that he was being accused of. President Obama went to Congress to ask for its approval to launch an airstrike directed towards Syrian government forces. When Congress refused, the administration's strategy changed. The same Islamic extremists Assange mentioned came into play with the rise of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, a group of radicals who seemed to come out of nowhere, yet were well equipped with weapons, technology, and expertise. Their rise coincided with the United States' decision to pour massive amounts of taxpayers' dollars into arming and training moderate Syrian rebels. Leaked documents later revealed that the strategy of pushing to overthrow Assad by supporting the groups in his country who opposed him was done despite concerns that many of these groups were made up of radical extremists. As the war against Assad shifted to a war against ISIS, the U.S. was named in report after report that appeared to show it was helping the same terrorist group it claimed to be defeating. In October of 2014, the Pentagon admitted that the U.S. airdropped weapons to ISIS and blamed the wind for the fact that these weapons were not delivered to the Kurdish fighters in Kobani. In October of 2016, the Pentagon was caught paying a PR firm $540 million to create fake terrorist videos, much like the ones purported to show ISIS militants beheading innocent civilians. Then in 2016 audit, the Department of Defense admitted that it could not account for $1 billion in weapons and equipment that was meant for forces in Syria, but likely ended up in the hands of ISIS. In 2017, Assad's government, in regaining ground in Syria, and ISIS is suffering crucial defeats and losing strategic strongholds. Recently, after the Syrian government regained control of certain sectors, dozens of ISIS members have fled towns and villages along the Euphrates Valley in preparation for the last stand. Now, while the United States has celebrated the will and will continue to celebrate the defeat of ISIS. This is poorly written, I apologize. It has blatantly ignored evidence of its attempts to help the group wreak havoc and stay in power. It is refusing to acknowledge the main goal that got the U.S. into war in Syria in the first place. The same tyrannical dictator the U.S. sought to overthrow 4 years ago is regaining power, and the areas under his control look like paradise compared to the war-torn cities that have received more of their fair share of freedom from the United States. A little bit more on this when we get back. And then we got Mad Dog Mattis, as I've been reporting here. Oh, let's refuel the war in Afghanistan. To what end? The only damn reason I can see is to protect the poppy fields for our vaunted CIA to go out there and cause more death.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
During the break, I was talking to Julie, and I said, you know, I said, this is a tough thing for family members, and she was in full agreement. She says, I know. I know family members that have lost members in the Middle East. And to sit there and know that your son or your daughter is dead, and how you try to justify this in your own mind, whew. And I said, but here's the trickier part. What's going on in this country today? This just isn't Black Lives Matter and we just want some more stuff. There is Marxist philosophy that is running rampant through the universities and really running unchecked in the streets of America. You know, if you look at Free Speech TV, you ever heard of that one? Every damn one of these people are closet communist or socialist. I saw on Link TV that they run a lot of documentaries and do the non-standard stuff, and one professor, I forget his name, forgive me, talking to a group of people and how wonderful a president Franklin Delano Roosevelt was, and he was talking about the unions, and he was talking about this, and the capitalist, and on and on, and I'm listening to this, and I'm going, this is playing on American television? Wow. You know, not so many years ago, you would have been put on a rail. And this is not about free speech. This isn't about First Amendment. This is about a Marxist philosophy in the halls of our university, being parroted by our wonderful little professors and all the, are you listening today, Lark? Communitarians. And a lot of people, this Black Lives Matter is being used, sowing further seeds of content and separation to cause the chaos, racial chaos in this country. Haven't we had enough of this black-white stuff? And let's just start calling it for what it is. In our major cities across this country, that they have almost been put in a bubble of sorts, fed a lot of money, directed by blacks themselves to maintain a power structure for themselves, not there for the people they're supposed to be representing. They're there to keep the status quo. And that culture, that environment, has been degrading year after year after year. So I guess the question then comes to mind. As we walk the streets of America, I've met the enemy, and they are us. What do you do about that one? As I keep saying, folks, you need to display what is truly in your heart and what is on your mind. You don't have to be abusive about it. Just speak your mind and walk with confidence, knowing that you're right. In addition to losing their homes, talking about Syria, and being forced to evacuate from their cities, thousands of innocent civilians have been killed by the United States and the group that it funds in recent years, while the Obama administration offensive against ISIS militants in Iraq and Syria resulted in an average of 80 civilian deaths each month, which led to a total of 2,300 civilian deaths. The Trump administration has increased the civilian death toll to an average of 360 a month, which is around 12 a day. In just 6 months, Trump's war against ISIS has resulted in 2,200 civilian deaths. Now, while the war in Syria may be coming to an end, it's important to remember that it has impacted countless innocent civilians, wasted billions of taxpayers' dollars, and the original mission of the U.S. was never accomplished, raising serious questions about how the United States-Syria relations will look in the future. What is our relationship with Russia going to look like? The old Cold Warriors came forth. Russia's not a threat to us. It's got a big military. It's got a big nuclear arsenal. But as a direct threat to the United States, I don't see it. They do, of course, because they got to keep ginning up the fear and create that environment of suspicion and possible war over and over and over and over again. You know, folks, this is a hard thing to say. And it's something that's probably going to get me in a lot of trouble. But to see somebody like Mad Dog Mattis gone, I'd forfeit my own life to do it. And I'm not talking about suicide bombing or anything like that. If I could be guaranteed by forfeiting my life that I could make somebody like that go away, how many other Americans would step up and say, you know what, I'll take Hillary Clinton, and I'll take Bill, and I'll take the Bushy boys, or I'll take any communist-leaning or absolute asshat destructive individual that's been putting us through this macabre play? I guarantee you I would not be alone. That one day may take place in this country, God forbid. Because in my heart of hearts, I'm a man of peace. This is a very short thing that we go through called life. It is to be valued and respected, not just our own, but that of others, and even people that speak a foreign language, that live in a faraway land. Whether we feel that they use their lives in a constructive manner or USA-like, is not the yardstick that we should be measuring life or death over. It is sad, but again, you know, somebody had sent me an email, and I forwarded it over to Ron. And this guy was highly critical of me because there's nothing to listen to because I just keep talking about the banks and the money and banks and the money. As a matter of fact, let me bring that email up. This struck me as particularly odd. Eddie, I hope you're listening to the show today. This guy emails me. He said, John, stop blaming Guido and stop wasting everybody's time with your stupid, honest money talk. You have a better chance knocking the moon out of the Earth's orbit than changing the Federal Reserve. You could talk about removing the salt out of the ocean's water, and it would be more productive discussion than your honest money. LOL. And I guess, Mike, that means what? Laugh out loud? Okay, Eddie. I responded to him, stupid money talk? Wow. Do me and yourself a favor. Don't email me again. You know, it's just a waste of time, Eddie, me boy. I forwarded this over to Ron. Ron McDonald, and he responded. He said, unfortunately, most pinpoint the you can't in place of we can. They exclude themselves as though the dishonest money system is not an issue affecting them. It's as much their problem as ours, and the only means by which to attack is to educate. Signed, Ron. Thank you, Ron, if you're listening to the show today. So we have as much chance getting the Federal Reserve out of our lives as displacing the orbit of the moon that circles the Earth. Really? Wow. There's something else that's been going on here that I wanted to bring up before we get out of here today. And we've been having, and I've been noticing on satellite glitches, satellite interference. Heard on the news today, the people in the space station, they might be being bombarded by rays from the sun. And there's been some really freaky things going on with the sun as far as sunspots go. You know, we've got massive sunspots and solar flares. This was originally published in The Conversation. If you still have your solar viewing glasses from the eclipse, now's a good time to slap them on and look up at the sun. You see two big dark areas visible on our star with the naked eye. These massive sunspots are regions of intense and complicated magnetic fields that can produce solar flares. You'll see where I'm going with this and why in a minute. Burst of high energy radiation. Now, you just can just make them out with solar viewing glasses, but they're better viewed through a solar telescope. Now, these two huge sunspots are currently causing quite a bit of consternation and interest. The solar storms they've sent toward Earth may affect communications and other technologies like GPS and radio signals. They're causing amazing displays of northern and southern lights. And space weather scientists like us, they say, are excited because we wouldn't normally expect this much activity from the sun. The sun goes through an 11-year solar cycle. And how I learned about this was years ago, being on shortwave. That solar activity directly affects shortwave radio transmission, can make it absolutely inaudible and wipe it out as if there's a machine generating white noise. Now, what scientists call a solar maximum is the time in the cycle when the sun is putting out the most energy. That's when we tend to see the most sunspots, solar flares, and associated solar storms. Some solar maxima are larger or more active than others, such as in 1990 and 1991. But this last cycle, which peaked in 2014, was relatively small, and there were few geomagnetic storms. We're heading at the bottom of a solar minimum. When the sun tends to have fewer sunspots, solar flares, and coronal mass ejections, large expulsions of plasma, electrons, and ions, and magnetic fields. But despite where we are in the sun cycle, activity on the sun has dramatically picked up over the past few days. On and off, these sunspots have been flaring and shooting out coronal mass ejections directed right at Earth. So what's going on with the sun, and should we be concerned about somewhat out-of-character solar behavior? On September 4th, the sun started sputtering. A moderately large flare, classified as an M5.5, erupted at approximately 1830 Coordinated Universal Time, UTC. It produced a coronal mass ejection aimed directly at Earth. The sun continued to flare on September 5th. A solar energetic particle event from the previous day's activity arrived at Earth, where it likely affected radio communications as well as the health of the satellite systems. And in this, you notice they eliminated the people flying around in the space station just in case they get cooked like a hot dog in a microwave. On September 6th, the sun produced two massive X-class flares, and this was the category for the strongest of all solar flares. NASA announced one of the most powerful since at least 2008, and it produced another coronal mass ejection. The second and strongest of the X-class solar flares, as I said, produced this huge coronal mass ejection. And over the next day, the same sunspots continued to spit out more solar flares. Now, it took about an hour for the solar energetic particles they emitted to arrive at Earth. Now, what we're saying here, these solar storms, these solar flares are traveling through space aimed at Earth at over 1,000,000 miles an hour. And if I'm to believe this math that I'm working out of my head based on this story, well, it's taking about an hour, which is actually faster than 1,000,000 miles an hour. Now, folks, follow me on this one. What have we just had happen here in the last couple of weeks? A couple of major hurricanes. And I've heard the noise. I've heard the background noise that this is probably HAARP, and they created and directed them and all that other stuff. What if the hurricane cycle, runs up until October. August to about October. What if it was exacerbated by these solar flares? Because the only thing that's keeping us from being cooked like that proverbial hot dog in a microwave is our magnetic field here on Earth. But with these mass ejections of this energy, and it is massive, Do you not think that that could change the environment on a temporary basis here on Earth? I do believe that it could. Now, y'all can believe what you want, but I keep an open mind. I use the Occam razor. In other words, the simplest explanation is usually the one that's correct. Now, if that's not tinfoil hat enough for you, I'm sorry. Most people would like to think that there's some mad scientist at the behest of our government or a collusion of governments that are working deep in some cavern someplace, remotely creating this stuff. And it, you know what? It may very well be. But from my experience and my viewpoint, I don't think that's the case. I think this has more to do with the currents and the winds here on Earth than some mad scientist with a harp toy. I'm just saying. So, it's not done, by the way. It's not done by a long shot. This is going to continue. And they don't know for how long. And like I said, the first acknowledgement was just a short news blip that, they're concerned about the people in the space station maybe receiving some radiation. And there was nothing followed on that story about the sun and these massive energies that are being released and aimed right at Earth. Don't you think that that should be part of that story? Why are these people on a space station receiving radiation? Where is it coming from? That part of the story was conveniently left out, which would do what? Make people maybe reconsider this global warming concoction that we've cooked up to tax and control and just basically take over everything? Wouldn't fit in their narrative, folks. Don't give you enough information that you can actually think. Give you enough information that, will keep your thought process pretty well controlled. By the way, I heard something here today, and I'm scrambling around trying to collect some more information on this. Hillary Clinton is looking more and more like she is not going to be prosecuted for the criminal that she is. And evidently, the Justice Department, and I don't know who the hell this guy is from Alabama, I'm starting to think he might be an actual alien with good makeup on. I don't know. Jeff Sessions. What I'm hearing, and this has not yet been confirmed, so. But they're actually going to go after some of Clinton's attorneys rather than going after her about this email deal, which the email was just the breadcrumb trail to Clinton's and the Clinton Foundation. Oh, hell, folks, going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas. He's one of the dirtiest governors that Arkansas ever had. So evidently, Mr. Jeff Sessions, I don't know that this man is compromised. I don't know if Hillary Clinton could cook his goose or not. I don't know. But I do know that he should be going after Hillary Clinton. Everybody and their brother in this country, some trying to prop her up for political purposes, they even know that she's a crook and a criminal. You know, and my God, the other day I saw a story, the American Red Cross, all this money that was donated for Haiti, that the American Red Cross walked away with more than a quarter of the proceeds, stuck it right in its pocket. What the hell do you think the Clintons did over there? They stuffed a hell of a lot more money than what the American Red Cross, but see, we don't want to continue with that story because it might bring up other salient facts surrounding this little maelstrom of this cacophony of corruption. So we're going to limit. We're going to spoon feed you just a few morsels and we'll give you no more. Folks, that's why this network has to continue. Because with the limited sources that we have, the information we're able to gather, Knowing what their endgame scenario is and how these pieces of the puzzle fit, that little old puzzle maker me. What was that, Mike? This is before your time. The little old man that used to do the commercial, that little old winemaker me. Ernest and Julio Gallo. Boy, you astound me sometimes. You really do with your memory. I get stuck around here sometimes. I yell out, "Hey, Mike, what is it?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember now. Thank you, Mike." So we're hearing that the ex-FBI guy heading up this investigation, remember he was heading up the Russian collusion and all this stuff, he might be on his way out. And I have yet, Mike, have you seen anything on the news about the new FBI director? The only thing I saw was his confirmation hearings, and I have seen no statements, no pictures, no photo ops, no nothing. It's like this guy was put in the, as the head of the FBI, it's like he's not there. Should Comey be investigated and possibly charged and thrown in jail? I think there's enough evidence out there that suggests that's exactly what should happen. But we've come from draining the swamp to what? As I said, folks, you know, Donald John Trump, if you can hear me, can you hear me now? Fire Jeff Sessions. Send him back to Alabama. Go get Trey Gowdy. I would have, just on the outset, I would have more faith in Trey Gowdy, the little pit bull that he is, given the power to go after real criminality in Washington, D.C. I would put much more stock in that man than I would Jeff Sessions. Some of the stuff recently I've seen Sessions do is making me more than just scratch my head. You know, we all know the states need money, so what does he do? Well, that little cottage industry that the cops have set up, this confiscatory stuff, taking your stuff without proper legal authority, certainly unconstitutional, at the very least. But these confiscatory, he's put this thing on steroids. Donald Trump. Donald, if your idea is that one day you're shipping all this military stuff, rescinding what Obama did, and believe it or not, folks, Obama did a few things right, probably for the wrong reasons, but what you and I would view to be not as bad, he actually stopped the program of sending out this military stuff to our police. Unless, Donald, you got a plan here and you're really stocking up for the American Revolution. If that's the case, thank you. But I would prefer to have the police less militarized in their armament and in their very structure and their thought processes. Thank you very much. You know, yesterday was September 11th, anniversary of, well, the reason why we went into the Middle East to go get rid of these radical people, and in all indications what I've seen, it's more of an Israeli-U.S. operation than it was anything else. Who benefited, folks? Follow the money. And never talked about on mainstream media again is the plan for the greater Israel. They literally had it mapped out that they were going to take the land all the way to Baghdad in Iraq. So Netanyahu is fuming here. He's jumping up and down, and he's coming over to the U.S., and I'm sure he's going to let Donald Trump, he's going to give him an earful. Well, Netanyahu, people are catching on. That's why I keep telling people, keep walking and talking, do it in an unoffensive way. Don't load people up. listen to what's on their mind. You've got enough facts at your disposal that hopefully you've gleaned from this network that you can start planting the seeds. Do it smartly, folks. Do it intelligently. All right. Second hour of the National Intel coming up. Jeffy Bennett. Folks, don't forget us. Make your donations to Republic Broadcasting today. Keep us on the air.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.